Hello, and welcome to Heatcraft University's audio learning series on 10 tips for successful installation. My name is Joe Jones, and in this episode, we will cover the 10th and last tip, insulating lines. This training series will present entry-level materials for novice or beginning learners, and refresher tips for more experienced learners. You may contact me with any comments or questions through my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. Tip number 10, insulating lines. A refrigeration system involves a delicate balance of fluid volumes at a particular temperature and pressure flowing through a carefully designed system. To function optimally, fluid temperatures must not pick up or lose heat from the surrounding environment until they are supposed to. Therefore, after the final leak test, refrigerant lines exposed to high or low temperature environment conditions should be insulated to reduce subcooling in the liquid line or heat gain in the suction line. Proper insulation maintains consistent refrigerant temperatures, allowing the expansion valve and nozzle to work properly.
It goes back to the expansion valve and nozzle sizing,
says Mike Gerald, manager of sales engineering services.
You base expansion valve on a certain liquid temperature. Now, if they take a liquid line, which is just a copper tube, and run it through a freezer, and it's at minus 10 in that freezer, by the time the liquid travels 40 feet, it can go from 80 degrees to as low as 40 degrees. By then, standard components like expansion valves and nozzle are just way oversized and will not operate properly.
Suction lines should be insulated with no less than 3/4 inch wall Armstrong, Armaflex, or equal. Liquid lines should be insulated with 1/2 inch wall insulation or better. The insulation located in outdoor environments should be protected from UV exposure to prevent deterioration of insulating value.
Insulation on the suction line will ensure a cooler refrigerant turn gas temperature to the compressor for more cooling. This also keeps the motor and the compressor cool,
says service engineer Galen Holzhausen. The thickness is determined by the environment the pipe is going through. It may be a boiler room, a freezer, or it may go outside of the building. Suction line insulation must be thick enough to prevent condensation on the outside of the insulation. This is determined by the temperature of the suction line you're running and by the R factor of the insulation. Most commercial refrigeration installations have properly insulated suction lines, and too many have improperly or no insulated liquid lines. The suction lines are normally insulated to prevent condensation from forming on the cooler suction lines, which can result in water drippage onto product and damage to machinery, materials, electrical circuits, or building structural integrity. Although overlooked, insulating liquid lines can be critical to proper system operation. It may be able to solve an evaporator refrigerant feeding problem during cold weather conditions on a system which does not have insulation on the liquid line. On systems with mechanical subcooling, it can prevent loss of subcooled liquid temperature required for proper operation of system components sized and selected based on the subcooled temperatures. Insulate suction lines to reduce heat gain and condensation formation or sweating of the lines, and insulate liquid lines to reduce heat gain, which can cause loss of required subcooling, or reduce heat loss, which can cause too much subcooling. Our recommendations are to insulate both lines. This concludes our last tip, insulating lines, from the 10 tips for successful installation. Please feel free to leave feedback or comments on this episode using my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. You can find more information about this topic on our website at www.heatcraftrpd.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed and benefited from this audio learning series hosted by Heatcraft University.